see.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Travel World AM 600.
You beast, you savage. Come on, bark like a dog for me.
Ooh, push that button.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Now you're talking.
Let's do it.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-public number.
Ah, the crazy guys are back. It's Will and back. It's Hands of Chad behind the console and Steven at the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago.
Good morning, Willem. Good morning, Chad. Coming to you from the Radio Hall of Fame studio at the Museum of Broadcast Communications in downtown Chicago.
Love it.
And I thought of you, Willem, when I came here because in front of
what,
me
someone called you in the can?
No, even though there is a phone at the Four Seasons. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. There is a former console unit used here by a legendary Chicago broadcaster, and I will treat you to lunch at Pizza Donini if you can tell me, take a wild guess at what his last name was.
His broadcast?
Wow. Broadcast Museum, last name of a prominent broadcaster.
Oh, I don't know, Tim Sheehy, no.
No, that would be a WBBM.
That's right.
No, Wally Phillips. So
Wally Phillips, another Wally, Phillips.
Yes, another Phillips. Actually, looking at the lineup of 1939 television on the Dumont Television Network, September 1939, one of the first programs that went on the air, there was Ed Phillips. So I guess 60-year tradition of people named Phillips in
television. I thought Wally Phillips would be the combination of Vic Phillips and Wally Mott doing the newscast at Chex Peterborough.
Chex Peterborough, Newswatch 12.
Speaking of Vic Phillips, we might soon have a feature on Travel World in line with other features here at CIQC called Ask the Escort with Vic Phillips.
Right, I go along with Ask the Expert with Chuck Phillips. But, you know, thinking about weekend getaways, people always think about going to Toronto or New York. They think Chicago, it's the Midwest, it's so far away. Flying time from takeoff to touchdown is an hour 45 minutes. Flew up yesterday on Air Canada, which has four flights a day, Montreal to Chicago, right on time. Newest aircraft on that route, the Airbus A319. And what is nice about the business class cabin for business travelers heading to Chicago on board Air Canada is that these aircraft are also equipped for long-haul flights to San Francisco, for example. So you've got the built-in leg rest, and you have video monitors to watch news shorts and features, and you have audio headsets. So,
and the first 20 minutes of The Godfather.
You'd watch 20 minutes, and you have to fly seven times, and then you can watch the entire movie. It encourages people to fly again aboard Air Canada. But Air Canada was named Best North American Domestic Airline for short and long haul by business travelers in the OAG North America polling. And another very positive benefit of using Air Canada to Chicago is their gate position. They use gate E1 at O'Hare. And so right after you check in, you go through security and you're right at the gate. You're not walking from gate 1 to gate 47 to catch your flight. Great positioning for check-in, right through security. I think you can time it to going around 3 minutes from check-in to gate, which is unusual these days. So that's another benefit of flying Air Canada. If you are not already registered on Air Canada's website, www.aircanada.ca, for their Web Savers last minute special. Chicago is quite often one of those cities that they discount at the last minute for a Friday to Sunday travel. So you may want to look into that. When you arrive at O'Hare, getting downtown, quite easy. Continental Air Transport, they have the Airport Express, $14.50 round trip, shared shuttle ride service, and it'll take you to your hotel door to door. So you don't have to stop off at a terminal and then switch to another bus. It's not stopping at prearranged hotels. They plan the route to meet the hotel stops of the passengers aboard. So Continental Airport Express, the way to come downtown from O'Hare to your hotel. I'm staying at the Four Seasons, actually, this time around in Chicago.
Just about to ask you that very question.
Yeah, where am I staying? Well, not staying on the street. Didn't decide to.
What about a garbage can on Sesame Street?
Didn't decide to take the Laidlaw, the Browning Ferris Suite. Staying at the Four Seasons, which is on the North Michigan Avenue, actually East Delaware Place in North Michigan, part of the 900 North Michigan Shops.
I thought you'd be staying on Wacker Drive, Steve.
I did once, actually. I did once.
You have to make a joke about a street like that.
Oh, yes. And I don't know whether it intersects with Taylor, but there is
probably
there, did pass an exit coming in for Taylor Street, but I don't think they intersect. Perhaps I'm wrong.
Buckner Building, yes.
You enter the Four Seasons on... The lobby is actually on the seventh floor. The eighth floor is their full health club, and you've got indoor pool and workout room and whirlpool and a lot of great amenities for a weekend getaway stay. And then the rooms start again on the upper 30s. So I'm on the 39th floor, perfect view of Lake Michigan. You can see the beach on Lake Michigan. And it is so peaceful because you don't get that road noise. That's one of the great benefits of a hotel that starts on an upper floor. A number of accolades that the property has won over the years. For example, ranked number one hotel in the United States, award received for the third consecutive year, the Andrew Harper's Hideaway Report Survey. And it's always good to see a success story, a Canadian chain founded by Isidore Sharp back in the early 60s. I remember staying at their original property, which had, which was at that time the Hampton Court. It was no longer a Four Seasons, and it was at Carlton and Jarvis. And I know why it was no longer part of the chain.
Carlton and Jarvis, yes. That would be the behind the Maple Leafs net, the red light zone in Toronto.
Yes. So it was founded by Isidore Sharp along with money from...
It's a hockey joke.
Inside hockey joke, but you know, a lot of people get it here. Creed Furriers and Murray Koffler from Koffler Pharmacies, Shoppers Drug Mart, and Pharmaprix, and they started the chain. So it's a success story. Worldwide hotels, 1-800-268-6282, www.fourseasons.com to check out all the information about Four Seasons Hotels on the internet. They cater on the weekends to children. They have, in addition to the indoor pool, they have a number of package plans that you can inquire about with room service menus geared for children. You even have room service menu geared for cats. You can get a salmon dish, egg and salmon dish for a cat for $8. So they welcome pets and they welcome children. So
and can you get dishes of cat like at the Peking Room?
No, there is Chinatown here, so maybe you have to head down to Chinatown to try that. But you cannot. I can guarantee you that they are not serving the cats that ate the salmon at the Four Seasons. they have a summer salmon festival, I noticed as well. So the salmon that's also served for the cats, you can get the good cuts of good salmon for in their dining room seasons. So
there's an awful lot of stuff I did not know about Chicago that I'd like to get into following the break. We do have to talk about Air Montreal and getting around Quebec.
Yeah, people come to Chicago for business. People go to the hinterland of Quebec for business. Rouen, Val-d'Or, Quebec City, Bagotville, Île-de-la-Madeleine. Air Montreal is just-in-time travel. You don't have to reserve 2 weeks in advance, stay a Saturday night, correctly guess the number of rivets in the wing to get a discounted fare. You call 631-2111 or reserve on the internet at www.airmontreal.com. You call today, fly tomorrow at prices consistently 50% less than other carriers on the route. For example, $99 plus tax, one-way Montreal to Bagotville. Can't beat those rates. You save even more by leaving from their own VIP terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free and no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal, 631-2111.
You know that over at the old Value Jet, someone actually did get a free ticket by guessing the number of rivets in one of the wings. He said the usual number minus two. Look.
Right.
Let's roll it, Chad.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
You buy the bike, they'll supply the bonus. Doug Anakin Sports Wheels out the deals for Dad this Father's Day. Right now, buy any adult bike in store and Doug Anakin Sports throws in all the extras. Lock, tire kit, bike stand, water bottle and cage. Yours free from Doug Anakin Sports. That's a $30 value. Drop by and see the super selection of brand name bikes like GT, Norco and Leader. Lined up and waiting for your dad. Doug Anakin Sports, 454 Beaconsfield Boulevard. Call 695-5700. Warehouse location 16889 Hymas.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
How you doing? I'm Lita Polson, broadcasting from Bowie Martineau at 7272 Newman Boulevard in Villasalle, right near the Café en Grignon. Drop on by. You're going to find great promotions going on until Sunday at 5 o'clock. And don't forget at Bowie Martineau, we make your life a lot easier, too. You can benefit from all the promotions this weekend. Bowie Martineau accepts Visa, MasterCard, Interact, Bowie Martineau credit card. Plus, you pay only in June 2000 with no deposit, no payment, no interest, no hidden or extra charges. And don't forget the promotions, too. In the electronics department, over 43 microwave ovens from 0.5 to 1.7. They start at just $129. And, oh, but we have this huge Father's Day promotion going on the Sharp Carousel 0.7 cubic foot microwave oven, 600-watt power output. And it's on a special promotion price of $99 with a 24-month guarantee. Plus, Fido was here at Bowie Martineau with their new launch offer. $99 includes a calling card value of $25 for the Nokia 5190 SCP model, and it comes with a free gift, too. Drop by Bowie Martineau at 7272 Newman Boulevard in Villasalle.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
Talk Radio 600, CIQC.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down. On the porch, imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing.
Welcome back to Travel World. Will and back is Stephen Pickford in Chicago in the hands of Chad behind the console once again with all kinds of neat information about Chicago, Steve.
Yes, we're learning a lot about Chicago. It's my fifth visit, but I can say since my last time here 4 years ago, the city has changed for the better, a lot cleaner, seems a lot more vibrant in the downtown core. And our first guest today is Eva Silverman, and she's heading up the Millennium Events Committee. People think about going to New York City, but Chicago is positioning itself as an affordable alternative with a lot of events planned for the December-January period.
Yes, we are, Stephen. Welcome.
And thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, welcome to the show. I read a bit in the brochure. You're planning to have one heck of a party for the year 2000. You've got events scheduled for 1999-2000 transition as well as 2000-2001. Why don't you detail a little bit of what Chicago's doing for us?
Well, you're right. Chicago Celebration is a three-year program. It's not just New Year's Eve, although we do have big plans for New Year's Eve. We are in the middle of our celebration right now. We started on January 1st, 1999, with the kickoff of Project Millennium. Project Millennium is a one-year program that is intended to really answer some of the big questions that people are asking at this major milestone. So what we've done with Project Millennium is we've identified six themes, and we're exploring each of those themes for 2 months. So, for example, in January and February, we looked at the theme of transitions. And we have invited cultural organizations, colleges and universities, theaters, community groups, you name it, to plan programs around these themes. So, for example, the current theme is discovery and technology, and there are probably 200 programs going on just looking at that theme of discovery and technology.
And then that theme will continue until what time frame?
Well, that's the theme for May and June, and then in July and August it's shaping community, and that continues into new directions, which is all about creativity, and the final theme is transitions.
That would be right at the turn of the century.
Right, exactly.
These are people, local people, who are putting together these events, or are you bringing in people from other communities into Chicago?
Mostly these are local people. This program was came out of the Field Museum. The president, John McCarter, it was his idea, and he formed a committee of representatives of different organizations in the city to put this together, and basically invited any local organization to take part in it. Although they are bringing in some speakers and people from around the country that can are experts in some of these areas.
You have the expertise here because of the number of world-class museums that are based in Chicago.
Exactly.
So they are formulating the plans and going along from there.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. For somebody coming from Montreal, they think the Millennium, they've heard in other communities that either things are sold out or that when they get here to whatever destination that it's going to be overpriced. How is Chicago combating that?
Well, when it comes to talking about the Millennium and travel plans, I think a lot of people are really thinking about New Year's Eve. And Chicago is not really, it hasn't been known in the past for a big New Year's Eve celebration like New York. You know, we don't have a ball drop. We don't have one place that people come. So what we've done is we've sort of extended a little bit our New Year's Eve celebration. We're going to greet the year 2000 with the 2,000-minute long party, which will kick off at 9 a.m. on December 31st and go until 6:20 p.m. on January 1st, and we are making it a citywide party. And there's not just one place to go, but there will be dozens of places to go. And the theme of this party is Dance Till the Dawn of the New Millennium.
Sounds like a Montreal-style party.
That sounds like a place for you to come and practice your dancing, Willem.
Yes, of course. Well, you can put me in one of those middle places there. And last time we went down to West Palm, somebody asked me to teach them the merengue in the middle of the...
Yes, the Convention Bureau Director did that in the middle of the town square, taught her how to dance.
So there's no central place where one would go, such as in New York City, but there's an intense New York City-Chicago rivalry that's been going on for an awfully long time. One of the big problems that I've known a lot of people with regards to going to a place like New York City or any American city for the Millennium is, of course, being sold out. You know right away, New York City, Times Square for the Millennium has probably been sold out years ago. So in Chicago, tell us what you basically have available for a Montrealer who just figures, hey, I want to get in on this fun.
Well, there are lots of rooms available. We are not sold out, and that's the message we want to get across today. If you want to come here for New Year's Eve, there are definitely rooms available, and there are lots of things available to do throughout those 2,000 minutes. There will be activities taking place downtown and in the neighborhoods throughout the city. So it's not as if you'll come here and can't get a room or can't find something to do.
And because these events are neighborhood related, it's a chance to get out and meet local people. These are not per se touristy events that are just coordinated for X number of tourists who came in off a flight and have nothing to do with local people. You can get out and party and get to know the local people better.
Exactly. You can, if you want to do something at downtown, there will be activities at Navy Pier, there will be activities here at the Cultural Center, but there will also be activities taking place in every neighborhood park district, libraries, community cultural centers all over the city. So yes, you could get a real Chicago experience if you come here for the Millennium.
And you can bring the family too, because at the Navy Pier, for instance, they got this 15-story Ferris wheel, which you can take a ride on.
Well, we had a good view of it last night, all lit up. We had dinner last night at the Signature Restaurant on the 95th floor of the John Hancock Center. And it's not a place we would take probably Vic Phillips, because he suffers from vertigo, and if he looked out, he would probably have passed out at his table. But
man with vertigo who drove the Apache Trail in Arizona.
Oh, yes, he will always remember that. But this is a restaurant that is not overpriced. Talk about local people going, you know, sometimes you go to a city and a rooftop restaurant or a revolving restaurant. This is not a revolving restaurant. It's just a stationary on the 95th floor, and also on the 96th floor there's a bar. But the prices are reasonable. Main course, $24 to $28. During lunchtime, you can get a buffet during the week and on Saturdays for $9.95, which is an incredible deal for that type of setting. And even on a cloudy day, yesterday it rained in the afternoon and it was cloudy at night, the view was still, you could see all the lights going for a good couple of miles. Very, very beautiful setting. In addition to being reasonably priced, the food was actually good, because again, sometimes these restaurants are touristy and, you know, you're just paying for the view.
Yeah.
Food was professionally served, professionally presented, and service was prompt and efficient. So,
well, that's pretty good.
We could certainly recommend it.
The building, of course, is one of the three tallest buildings in Chicago. They've seen some of the tallest buildings in the entire United States.
It's an somebody who's interested in viewing architecture, it is a city with a number of distinctive buildings of all different...
Beaux-Arts.
Oh, yes, a lot of different stuff. You look at the buildings, you can tell from the era that they were built, the 20s, the 30s, you can tell when they were built, and you also have those 1950s, 60s, versions that quite often, well, I mean, it was a Chicago architect who had designed Westmount Square. So you get a number of buildings that actually look like Westmount Square here in Chicago. So you know where that...
Westmount Square.
Yes.
You can't find your way around that building.
No, you can't. But again, the design came from Chicago originally. So you can view the whole realm of various styles of architecture, which makes it an interesting city to walk around.
What is the Rookery Building like, Steve?
Pardon me?
The Rookery Building.
The Rookery Building.
Yeah, it was 1886, and yes, I've been reading my Prescott
book. Oh, yes, yes, okay.
Yes, I know, Hang Out the Flag, right?
Hang Out the Flag, first time you did it, yes.
Well, yes, Hang Out the Flag. Another Hang Out the Flag experience happened yesterday at the Ormstown Fair.
Oh, okay.
Lori was actually too hot. She had to cool off, so that's the
That's a milestone, yes.
Yes, a milestone. Yeah. She actually enjoyed the air conditioner. No,
And you said it correctly, Mr. Thermo King.
Mr. Thermo King. Well, of course. I mean, I kind of like it cooler than most people, and so I have a Thermo King. But getting back to the architecture and whatnot, and also interesting things to do for the family, at the Museum of Science and Industry, they have the Space Center, and also for our very only friend, our very good friend Karim, they have a World War II German U-boat.
Oh, yes, and they also have a one of the original 19, talking about Art Deco, the Art Deco styling that went into railway construction at the time, the Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy, they are pioneering streamlined cars. That's also also there. So you can go from the U-boat to the train and make it an all-day trip to study your various forms of transportation. A very interesting museum.
In that, they also have the actual Apollo 8 capsule, moon rocks and stuff like that. Not the moon rocks, the kind you put in your mouth and they go pop, pop, pop. I mean, real rocks they took off the moon, Chad.
Yeah, real rocks. So you don't want to bite into them. And they have United Airlines donated one of their original 727 Series 100s to the museum. So it's a great, great place to visit and learn more about science and spend a day there. Or if you're just a few hours, concentrate on the area of science that is of interest to you.
There's a great place for Chad there called the American Girl Place.
Pardon?
The place is called the American Girl Place. But
yes,
actually, it's a doll store,
it.
So it's not really for Chad. I mean,
no,
but
it sounds good. Just off North Michigan Avenue.
It sounds good. But, of course, in honor of Chad, right in the official visitor's guide, they have six listings for different kind of massage therapy centers.
And they all have my name on it, right?
Oh, yes. The Chad Kennedy Institute. And, of course, they have the Shrine. You know, out in Lachine, they've got the steps they built up, and all your followers, they climb up the steps to your house on their knees.
and then I woke up, unfortunately.
The cult of Chad Kennedy.
The cult of Chad Kennedy continues. His fame has spread westward.
In an attempt at a weak segue, the Melanie Refus word, meaning bridge, I'm going to make reference that Chicago, of course, is famous for their deep dish pizza.
Deep dish pizza, which I had yesterday. I guess best to describe it as pizza, which is like a quiche style, but very filling. You take a small pizza and mushrooms and Italian sausage and cheese and onions and put them all together. And six inch Chicago deep dish style pizza is a filling lunch. And
and 6 inches fits, right, Steve?
Oh yes, it does.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Pizza Donini.
Pizza Donini is Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. 31 locations in Greater Montreal, but just one number to remember. 11:30 in Montreal, time to start thinking about lunch. Time to start calling Pizza Donini, 383-6000. Real great pizza and a whole lot more. Piping hot oven fresh at your door in 30 minutes or less. 383-6000, Pizza Donini.
What scares me is how Steven would know a thing like that. Roll
yes,
Chad.
Oh no, I just learned it from Chad and Bruce.
Yes, right.
I'm not rolling the break unless you take that back. I'm
take
sorry.
It back, Steve.
Oh, I take it back. I take everything back.
I'll send in the banshees.
Yeah.
Davey Delash again.
Send in the banshees.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
AM600 Montreal.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor Massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor 374-8181.
Got designs on a new look for your home? Then get yourself to Metro Paint on Côte Vertu, your Benjamin Moore dealer. Metro Paint can save you money with their specials on Regal Aqua Pearl and Aqua Velvet interior paints. Just $35.99 a gallon right now. Speaking of designs, Metro Paint's interior designers are ready to lend you a hand. Ask for in-store assistance or at-home consultations for Benjamin Moore paints, plus fabrics, wallpapers, and the advice you need. See Metro Paint, 3405 Côte Vertu, 745-3434.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Okay, ready? Plunk. You're at Plantation. Look around. See? See how wonderful everything is? See that stuff? Look, aisle after aisle. Beautiful fruit and vegetables you've never even dreamed of. The basics, too. Just look at it all. All so beautiful. And the prices? Bargoons.
Luscious cherries, $1.99 a pound, and solid perfect romaine lettuce, 2 for $0.99.
Plantation, you don't pay more. You just get real good stuff.
Le Faubourg on St. Catherine and Marché de l'Ouest.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC.
Ripping down my
It's a hot day out there, everybody. It's 28 degrees already, and it's getting hotter.
Hot here as well. Yes, hot yesterday, hot and humid, but
and
it's
summertime.
And I turned
off the air conditioner at my office yesterday, so you're sitting there behind what amounts to a personal space heater as a computer, and oh, my God. And actually, in another interesting fact from the press kit, the Sears Tower, which is Chicago's tallest building, is the zip code is 60606. Of course, my three favorite numbers. My birthday coming up, of course, on Wednesday, 666, right?
Right. I put the numbers together. And
maybe that'll tell us why the show is quite the way it is.
Yes, that influence from another world.
When I went to Emmanuel High School, of course, I told the teacher that I wanted to tattoo my birthday on behind my ear. And she gave me a detention. I don't know why.
Oh, I wonder why. Yes, you were starting early, the Willimbacus Mystique. They've already reserved a place for you here in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah.
The one and only Willimbacus.
Would that be the stinking truth about garbage?
Well, you already have an office in this building.
I have an office in every building. It's called Gentleman.
Every building all over town. Yeah, well, here are just
as
men.
I do my best work, yes.
Eileen Makovich joins us now, and she's the president and executive producer of another festival, the Humanities Festival, which is going on in this fall, November.
Yeah, November 4th through 14th.
So it's something else to plan. Now, what exactly is a Humanities Festival?
God, it's like what everything else, you know, all the sort of wonderful things that are the arts and culture all rolled up together. So if you want to hear a Chicago Symphony Orchestra concert, or if you want to go to the art museum and have music there, if you want to have a small portion of a drama, not the whole thing, but music accompany it. So it's the idea of integrating all the arts together and having some explanation of it. And it's sort of what we call the human face of culture.
And it doesn't cost too much. It says tickets to events are $3.
That's right. So if you can imagine what a bargain that is, it's like unbelievable. I mean, we have a lot of Canadians coming to speak this time, too. I think Mordecai Richler is from your part of the world, and he's speaking at Symphony Center on the 7th of November, Sunday morning. So we have him with Scalene, another group from your part of the world. We have lots of music coming from many different areas. We have Papa Cho from Rajasthan, India. all of this revolves around a theme that's a millennium theme, and the theme is new and old, and the contrast and the conflict between those people that want everything new and clean and spiffy and those people that like the old and the gritty and the antique. And
there's always that controversy.
It is.
And you have a combination: history and biography, novelists, composers, musicians, vocalists, playwrights, poets, a whole variety.
About 130 some people coming to perform, to speak at the festival, more than 100 events. Lots of centennial celebrations, like a big concert with Duke Ellington's music and history of his trumpeters with all kinds of homage to them, and big Noel Coward play because it's his centennial. Some cuttings of Hitchcock movies for people that are fans of his, and Hoagy Carmichael, who's a Midwestern favorite. It's also his big centenary. So
you can
lots of music.
You can combine the centennials of music and make it part of
you
part of
Vic
your
Phillips
festival.
There too, our centennial anchorman.
I missed that.
So that's actually a term that Stephen coined. He's got nicknames and
everyone
and
has
terms
a
for everybody. Yes, yes. Bird Burdan of Plattsburgh is king of the North Country. I remember his reaction to that. King of the North Country?
Nobody ever called him that. Nobody. We're originals.
It took you, Stephen, to do this, yes.
Now, the Humanities Festival, it's its 10th anniversary.
Yes.
And it's been a success of past years. Otherwise, it wouldn't have continued.
Well, I think it was a surprising success. It's one of those stories where people said, you're going to have people come from all over the world and all over the country and every part of the city of Chicago to hear a lecture at 10 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. I'm just going to be turning over. And in fact, the first speaker was Arthur Miller, and Stephen Sondheim has participated. Stevie Wonder has participated. There have been some extraordinary names associated with this big Sunday morning lecture, but in fact every lecture is going to be big. So the opening program on a Thursday night on the 4th of November to the last closing concert on the 14th of November, the programs are packed. Each program is only $3. It's one of those things where we say it's everybody's right to experience culture. So if we give it away, or nearly give it away, but make it so that you've got to get a ticket, won't you come out and have a ball with your friends, with your neighbors? And we've just gotten to the point now where we're saying it's so good, this sort of intellectual backyard barbecue, we'd like everybody to come and visit us between the 4th and the 14th of November. So we have a great hotel room rate, which is at the Allerton Crown Plaza, a new and old hotel, if you will.
They've been renovating that property, I noticed.
It's fabulous. It was at one time a great old club in the 1920s, and just this May, it's been completely restored and renovated at the same time, and it's just so much fun to go there. There's great views from the top, and the restaurants are good, and the rates are fabulous if you tell them that you're coming to the Chicago Humanities Festival.
And what number can they call to get more information on the Humanities Festival?
They could call us at 312-661-1028. We also have a website.
At chfestival.org.
Yep.
Very easy to get information. Well, thank you very much, Eileen, for dropping by.
It was
and
fun
us
to be here and talk to you about it.
Well, much obliged.
Okay, bye-bye.
Steve, you got to do Chad one little favor, of course. Chicago's home to another company called J.C. Whitney & Company, who specialize in auto parts you cannot get here. So could you please stop by and pick Chad up a nice thick catalog? He would really appreciate that.
Okay, J.C. Whitney. I'll see where exactly they are.
Well, we know they're somewhere in downtown Chicago.
Okay.
I haven't any foggy idea where.
While you're there, could you pick me up some money, too?
Yes, okay. at an ATM, yes. Okay, I'm taking the order.
Why don't you work for it, Chad? Get those hands a-working.
Hey, find me some customers, as long as they're not crazy.
Well, what's this ad for you? I thought this ad, massage pour homme. Oops, sorry, no. We can't make jokes like that.
I can still punch you, you know.
Yes, I know, Chad. We told them we wouldn't make jokes like that anymore. Only ladies. On a hot day like today, only the hotties for Chad, yes.
Yes, the Chad Kennemy Hunt for Hotties will soon be taking off aboard Air Montreal to the
we will be sending
corners
him.
Of Quebec.
We're not kidding. We're going to send him out with a microphone and a big CIQC shirt. And if you're a hottie, you can come on the air with us here at Travel World.
And if you aren't a hottie, we'll give you the address for one of our competing stations.
Okay.
Okay, getting back on track here in Chicago.
They've been making some amazing movies in Chicago as well. I have this list of the movies they made, but what really intrigues me, I know that they can transform cities and stuff, but they filmed in 1994 the version of Miracle on 34th Street in Chicago, and of course that's a New York story.
And they came to Chicago to do it. Heidi Coy is with us now from the Office of Tourism. Welcome.
Thank you.
And as I mentioned before, Chicago has transformed itself over like 4 or 5 years. It is much more vibrant, cleaner. A lot of things going on here. Let us in on some of those developments.
Yes. Actually, one of the three things we hear from visitors most often, especially people who are here for the first time, is the cleanliness, and the friendliness, and our lakefront. You were mentioning beaches, I think.
Yes, we look. Beach.
Hotties on beaches.
Hotties on beaches. Chad isn't even here to
Well,
hear.
We do have 29 miles of lakefront, including 18 miles of bicycle path, and people can't get over how large Lake Michigan is, and we do have a beach during the summer.
You look out the window at the Four Seasons Hotel, and there were people out there on the beach. It had that whole resort atmosphere, and then, of course, when you look at Navy Pier with the Ferris wheel and everything, you'd think you were in like Salisbury Beach, Massachusetts, or someplace.
Chad's yes. not here, and so Navy I can Pier make has the joke, of course. When Chad and Bruce came to Chicago and looked at the lake, they said, my, that's a big one. Anyway.
Yes.
He's not here. He missed the hotties. So
oh,
he,
yes. He missed that. Yes, yes. He went to visit his office down the hall.
Yes, continue, please.
Yes. We were talking as well about museums, and museums are always continually evolving and new exhibits all the time.
Exactly. The Field Museum has a new exhibit this summer. It's a permanent exhibit, so if any of the listeners come down anytime, they'll be able to see Underground Adventure. What they do is they kind of shrink you, put you underground into the soil, see spiders and roots and stuff like that.
Snakes.
So it's very cool.
I hope there's some snakes there for
you. You actually don't have to shrink Steven. He actually sees them that big. Get the spider out of my room.
Oh, yes.
He's so kind to you.
Oh, yes. That's.
Don't worry. He responds in kind. Speaking of which, Chad is back. Chad, you missed the hotties on the beaches.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got here. Well, who's that on?
Heidi is on. Heidi's the lady who
Hello,
wrote
Heidi.
All this wonderful stuff. And yes. And Heidi, tell Chad about the hotties on the beaches.
We have a beach.
There you go. That's it. That's
yeah,
the summer.
I have one in studio. His name
I
is
won't
Willem.
Comment. I'm not going to comment on the hotties.
Oh, yes. Only one?
Do they have nice personalities?
No. Well, there are lots of nice girls around here in Chicago. I can highly recommend it.
Yes, well, we do our scouting for Chad. Of course, in Hawaii, it would be singular. And it's amazing, you know, if you are out for that kind of thing, among the more attractive women we've ever met are in places where the it has not been, what do you call it, the reputation of the place. I mean, here in Montreal, of course, some of the best-looking women I've ever met. But one in particular waiting for me, I hope.
Also, what other museums would you recommend? We're talking about...
Well, actually, recently renovated, they moved part of Lakeshore Drive to create Museum Campus, which takes in Field Museum, the Shedd Aquarium, and the Adler Planetarium. And now there's a park area, and you can easily commute as a family from museum to museum. So that, and actually the Shedd Aquarium is one of the largest indoor aquariums in the world. And they just reopened their coral exhibit, which is sort of an interactive type coral reef.
And so families coming here for a weekend getaway, having the museums really in one part of town,
exactly,
facilitates getting around.
Very accessible. And two things I'd like to mention that are happening this summer. You mentioned that sometimes Air Canada will have
just last minute
weekend, and, yeah. Right. Two things that are happening this summer that I think are wonderful. First is Cows on Parade.
Yes, we saw some
that
of them
would be
just
Lapeer.
Yeah, that exhibit just came in from Lapeer, Michigan.
Yeah, actually it opens the 15th. So it opens Tuesday, but they are installing these cows now, and they are fiberglass life-size cows painted by Chicago artists installed all over Chicago for the summer.
And they all carry lighters.
And that they really belong in a museum, right?
The museum.
You're off the air.
Oh, you should hear the jokes we've got going on. Actually, one of the cows sponsored by Harry Carey's restaurant is a holy cow. It's a brown cow painted, but it's got holes directly through the cow, and it's got Harry Carey glasses on.
We got to take a break. We're going to be back with more of this kind of nonsense after the break. Let's roll it, Chad.
Stay listening.
You guys are insane.
We get the damn
CIQC Montreal.
Hi from Bruy Martineau. We're at 7272 Numa Boulevard in Ville La Salle. I'm Lita Polson. We are where quality always meets low prices. And we are in the most spacious store right now, offering furniture, household appliances, and of course electronics, all under one roof. Huge parking lot on either end of Bruy Martineau. You've got to see this store. It's just massive. And don't forget the sales staff here, too. They are experts in their products. They're going to be able to answer all your questions. And drop on by and consult the new June flyer. Pick up a copy. Go through it. 12 pages of decorating ideas. And don't forget at Bruy Martineau for your household appliances, your electronics. Ask about the extended warranty program. For your furniture, ask about the Magic Seal Fabric Protection Plan and the Leather Care at-home treatment. That's all you need, especially for that gorgeous leather sofa right over there. And drop by for over 112 reclining armchairs. We have gliders, we have reclining rocking armchairs, and we have the Queen Anne chair too. You got to check this out. All chairs starting at $269. The promotion this weekend for Father's Day. How about this for a gift idea? Reclining Queen Anne chair, upholstered in highly durable fabric, $489. Check it out at Bruy Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in Ville La Salle.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
For a wild look at the world of sports, tune into The Locker Room Sunday nights at 11 on AM 600. Hosted by McGill's infamous Earl the Pearl Zuckerman, The Locker Room is brought to you by the Crystal Palace on St. John's Road in DDO. Their Chinese Szechuan menu features an all-you-can-eat weekday luncheon for only $9.95. Also sponsored by the Grand Bayou Bar and Cafe, where you get fine food and great ambiance at 12 Rachel Street West. Plus the McGill Sports Shop at 475 Pine West, and by Frost. For 24-hour service on refrigeration or air conditioning, call 330-2811.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Stephen Pickford, the Hands of Chad, back on Travel World. And CCR, I can't get enough of these guys. And of
great
course,
group.
The nebulous connection is that they sing usually about the Bayou area, the Mississippi River, and that, of course, comes all the way up to Chicago, thanks to a canal that was dug. So, more.
You have been reading your material, Will. Am I so proud of you?
Yes, yes, yes.
More what do you need me for?
Oh, plenty of things. You can tell Chad about the Heidis. Actually, your name, Heidi, the last name, of course, is the Dutch word for cage.
I knew that.
Because I happen to be a Netherlander myself.
Oh. And, gaat het mee?
Hey, gaat heel wel. Heel
bless you.
It ain't much if it ain't Dutch.
That's right, and that's what some people say. In the meantime, of course, that is, of course, where some people say Steve and I belong, in cage. Not necessarily together, Chad, get the cameras away, but other little things that were invented in Chicago, more nebulous connections. Of course, Cynthia Fodor, the nebulous connection there, and you're going to love this one, Steve, is that Cynthia Fodor's from Des Moines, which is where Meryl Streep's character picked up the dress in the movie The Bridges of Madison County while her husband, when her children, were off at the Illinois State Fair. So how is that for a nebulous connection?
Oh, combining the two states. Oh,
yes, and there's more here. The Hostess Twinkie was invented in 1930 in Chicago. You see, I am reading my press kit. And, of course, the nebulous connection there is Midway Airlines. See, it's another travel connection,
oh, yes,
too,
Midway Airlines.
Which was based in Chicago, Midway Airport, hence the name, of course, had Tinkerbell, the hostess. So,
oh, you really stretched for that one.
Oh, you better believe it. And, of course, McDonald's restaurant, one of the pioneers, of course, in Chicago in 1955, which happens to also be the best restaurant to go to when you're in Belgium. There's plenty of food there, just don't know how to cook it.
Well, there's great food here in Chicago. Also, great neighborhoods to explore, and in those neighborhoods, you can find great restaurants for ethnic specialties.
Another nebulous connection, of course, spray paint invented in 1940, which, of course, if you go down the Mississippi, is used to write love letters on overpasses.
Neighborhoods.
Neighborhoods. Thank you.
Yes.
Chicago is very ethnically diverse, and the people here still stick very closely together with their own ethnicity, and so we have a lot of neighborhoods that you can go into and feel like you're, you know, back in the country. For example, today they had a neighborhood tour, and it went up to Andersonville, which is the Swedish part of Chicago. But they also have a
massage.
Yeah, they also have a Chinatown Pilsen tour, and Chinatown, obviously. But Pilsen is where most of the Mexican Americans live here in Chicago, or the majority of them. So lots of different neighborhoods, easily accessible by our CTA. And as you mentioned, you can get almost any kind of cuisine in Chicago.
And talking about the CTA, they have a transit pass where tourists can...
You can buy a 3-day, 2-day, 5-day pass according to how long you're going to be here. And that gives you unlimited amount of use of the CTA. And again, it's makes it for a very accessible city.
And always with a nebulous connection. I don't know whether he's still there at the CTA, but Al Savage, Canadian, former general manager of the Toronto Transit Commission, once ran the transit system here. So
well, at least it ran well, because one of the other